It's okay. Keep going. Keep going. I'll just keep following you in. And when you're all tired and can't move, I'm going to take what is mine. Got you. Finally. You smell so fucking good, which makes sense. My meat. Don't struggle. You're not ever going to get away again. Do you understand? You're my fucking meat, and there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, fuck. Sorry about that. Sometimes I get a little rough when I'm hunting. Hi again. Remember me? Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you. Well, maybe a little for fun. Nothing serious. Maybe a little bite. What? Why do you look so scared? I'm gonna put my face by your cock. It's not weird, okay? It's just those fucking pheromones. I can't stop. Meat? Oh no, I'm sorry. It's hard to understand me when I'm transformed. I said, mate. You're my mate, silly. My special, special perfect match. Yeah. There's that smell. It's so fucking good. You're all mine. I know this is confusing to you, but it makes perfect sense in my world. When we find our mate, human, like, and whatever, I release this intoxicating smell that is addicting. No one else can smell it, but the one you're supposed to be with smells so fucking good that it can drive you insane. I wish you could understand just what your smell does to me. I know, baby. You don't even know my name. But that's not important. What's important is that I found you. I'll never forget. You were just casually shopping at your favorite bookstore. I know it's your favorite because I followed you every time you went there. Oh, you're such a bookworm. I guess it's kind of like Beauty and the Beast, huh? You're my little beauty. And from there, I just couldn't stop. I followed you to your job, to your house, on all your walks after you ate dinner. I stole your clothes. I stole and ate the scraps you left at restaurants. Anything to be closer to you, baby. I just needed to get this fucking scent. Oh, the scent of my perfect stranger. I did anything and everything just to get closer to it, and you. I know you don't know me, baby. I know that. That's what makes this crazy, but my God, this cock. It's been a long time since you found someone who understood you like this, hasn't it? I don't smell any other woman on this cock. Nothing at all. You've had quite a dry spell, haven't you? Why is that, baby? Do they not understand you? Was there no chemistry? They just didn't click. Did they say you spent too many hours reading your books? Or watching those movies and shows you love so much? Maybe the foods you like just weren't up to their preference. Or did they judge you for all fucked up kinky porn you watch at night? How you trick off at least once a day just to help yourself feel normal? That post-nut clarity really helps ease your anxiety, doesn't it, baby? Or maybe you wanted to do something weird with them in bed. Anal, bondage, face sitting. Did you want them to dom you? What was it, sweetheart? I know about all of that, baby. I used to look at your computer on you. There at work, I used to watch you sleep at night. I did all these things because I really, really, really care about you. I honestly just can't get enough of you. Every single piece of you is just a small piece to a perfect puzzle that I want to put together and frame. Don't be scared, baby. I know, I'm a big, scary wolf lady, but I would never actually hurt you. In fact, if anything ever happened to you, I'd probably kill myself. They say that the lichen mates for life, and that's why their loved one's scent is so strong that it's like a drug. It's like a drug. You're my drug, baby. I won't be able to stop until I get a fix. And even then, that craving will just come back again and again and again and again until I get it again. So, what do you say? Are you going to submit to your destiny? Or am I going to have to teach you what real love is, baby? Very much okay with either. I've been stalking you for months now. I can wait a few more minutes. What are you... Ugh! Oh! Oh my god, my eye hurts! Oh, you stupid little lamb. I see you. You're gonna get hunted down with a big bad wolf. Oh my god. I'm going to make that fantasy come true. Oh, my sweet Noam, you know, I can smell you in there. Do you think this little wood door is going to stop me? Stop true love? Okay, you wanna keep role playing? Fine, I'm going to huff and puff and blow your fucking house down. Where could you be in this small little cabin? I don't know. Let me. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh. Look at you. You look so fucking helpless. Do you understand now, baby? Do you understand that there's no escape? That I'm always going to find you. You're either going to be alive and with me, or dead and in the ground without. I think the former is a much better life, don't you think? So, am I going to have to rape you like this? Or would you prefer to be a little more cooperative? I know, I said I wouldn't ever hurt you, but you're making me do this. This is your fault, baby. You keep making me fucking crazy. So, what's it going to be? That's what I fucking thought. That is much better. Now, get off the ground. I want to get a taste of my prey. Fuck your tongue. I feel so good in wine. I can smell you so good. Out of this glass. I can't stop. I fucking need you. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I rip your pants. I forgot my own strength. But now that those pants are off, let me get out of the fucking cock and balls. Yeah. I'm sorry, just 1 minute. Fuck these pheromones. Just, they're like crack. I can't stop, baby. Why can't I stop? I'm so much stronger than you. But when I'm this close to you, I feel so fucking weak. Who are you? I've never been this crazy before. I was always a straight A student. Good grades in college. My career is perfect. My family, as crazy as they are lovely to me. My life is going so smoothly, and then you fucking walked into that bookshop, and I haven't been able to focus for a single day since. No, I need you. I need you more than anything I've ever needed in my life. I need you to fix me. You're the only thing that can make me normal again. I need you to complete my life. You're the last thing I need to be happy. I'm sorry for having to do this. I'm sorry for all of this, but I just can't control myself anymore. Please, don't struggle. It makes it easier for both of us. I'm going to taste you now, okay? I'm going to suck the fucking soul out of you, so I hope you can enjoy it. I'm a cog. This balls. Yeah. Sorry, it tastes so fucking good. I guess so. Oh fuck! You're going to come, aren't you? Please, please, give me your cum. I need it. Give it all to me, please. Good. Fuck. I need that so fucking bad. Is going south. I know this whole situation is extremely fucked up, but could you please, please eat my pussy? Just until you're hard again. None of this is gonna stop until you fuck me, and this will at least keep me from going insane again until you can. Yeah, please, please, I'll do anything. I just need this to stop. Oh, okay, I'm gonna take that cute little helpless hair, so yes. Now, just keep laying there. I'm gonna ride your face, baby. I wanna mark you with my pussy, okay? I'm sorry about the tail. Just ignore it. Yeah, just ignore my tail. Oh my god. Oh my god. Your tongue feels so good. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Oh my god, I wish my is it here? Is It's so good. Yeah. Oh, fuck. So good. Like, so good. Oh my God. Fuck. Fuck. I love seeing your sweet little face covered in my pussy, baby. I want any whore who speaks to you to smell my cunt on you. You're mine, baby. You're fucking mine. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh my God. I'm gonna come. Baby, I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, please, please, don't stop. Please, please. Fuck. That was so good. Fuck. I feel my head clearing up a bit, but I need your cock, baby. I won't go back to normal unless you mount and breed me. I need your cum again. Please. Please. Fill me up and breed my cunt. Mount me and just fuck me until you burst. Look at me. Look at me. Yeah. Look how fucking wet and open I am. Yeah. You like seeing me spread like this? Don't you want to fill this hole? Make me complete, baby. Please. I need my mate. I need that cock more than anything else in the fucking world right now. Please, please get hard for me. Please. 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 I'll do anything. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Please. Please. Breathe me. I need it. I need it. So fucking bad. I've been way so long for this. I'm so fucking happy. Please, please, fuck me. Fuck me as hard as you want. Fuck the crazy out of me. Oh, I can't feel so good. Oh my God, Please. so really. You boy, my tail, little puppy, harder. It's so fucking hard. Fuck, fuck, please, please, come. Oh my god. Oh my god. Please, please, finish. Please, I need it all. Oh my god. God, I was really, really crazy, wasn't I? I've never been in a heat like that before, but God, it's like a fog has been lifted from me. I feel so relaxed and calm now. I feel like a completely different person. Thank you for helping me. I feel like my old self again. Although, somehow different. Where do you think you're going? No. You're not leaving me ever again. I am not risking tearing apart half the city just to find you when I need to be mounted again. You're coming home with me. No? At what point in this entire exchange did you think that was an option? Did you think you just needed to fuck me once and then I let you go? Keep dreaming, baby. My people made for life, and we both have a lot of life left to live. Or do you disagree? Or you can try to escape. Sure. Go for it. I'll even buy you the plane tickets. A head start. Whatever you want. But I will always find you. Look at my fangs. My nails. My fucking tail, for God's sake. Do you think I'm ever going to stop? You will never get away. And if I have to fucking rip off your feet so you can never run again, well, that can be arranged. So, still wanna run? That's what I thought. You are never leaving my sight unless I know exactly where you are. Now, come here. Now. There we go. This should be a good reminder as to who owns you now. You know, the irony is not lost on me at all. You look adorable in a collar, though. Not my style personally, but you make it work. Now, be a good boy and come with me. I'm taking you home. Don't worry, I really am taking you home. Not some basement or cage. I'm not a monster. You'll share my bed, don't worry. You'll also be allowed on the furniture. But I have everything you need, darling. Food, books, I'll get you whatever you want. You never have to work again, my love. I'm going to take good care of you. I want you happy and comfortable too. I want you to never leave my side, baby. It's going to be okay. I promise. Just focus on dedicating your entire self to us. And someday, our family. God, I love you. I'm... glad I found you. Hmm.